Well, for most of my research, I've always worked on men, because I've worked mostly on the English medieval church. But my interest in women's history really grew because I was thinking about courses to teach that might particularly draw students in. Initially, I thought I'd put a course on about medieval women. We hadn't got much on in the department about gender studies at the time. So I thought if I put a course on medieval women, then in fact I might attract non-medievalists who were actually interested in women's history and women's studies as well. So in a sense, I started this from almost from a marketing point of view. I thought this is a course that will sell. You know, if I teach a course on becoming a priest in the late Middle Ages, then nobody will want to do it. But a course on medieval women, or as it turned out to be, two courses on medieval women, one on medieval secular women and one on medieval religious women. They turned out to be very popular. And I started these in the mid-90s, and I think 10 years before that, it wouldn't have been possible to teach an undergraduate course of this sort because there was so little literature on it. Now there is a phenomenal literature on most aspects of women in the Middle Ages. I think one of the things that comes across from looking at medieval women is that there's almost a linear, or these people think that things have been getting better for women over the centuries. We've all observed this ourselves over the last 50 years, that there have been more opportunities for women, that there's more of a stress on equality. And the natural assumption, therefore, is that the further back you go, the worse conditions were for women. And that's not actually necessarily true, because women in the Middle Ages had often assumed an awful lot of responsibility. Their husbands might be on crusade, they would have to run the manors. There are lots of examples of women defending castles. The 15th century letters of the Paston family who lived in Norfolk show Margaret Paston writing to her husband who's in London, asking him to send weapons so that she can defend their manor house against a local army which was preparing to attack it over a land dispute. Although they were not allowed to hold public positions, they couldn't be put into positions of official authority, but they actually spent a lot of time doing all the things that their husbands did. And certainly one sheriff's wife on one occasion found herself besieged and shouted to the besiegers that she couldn't give up the castle because her husband had bade her keep it safe, and she was jolly well going to do so. The loss of the Virgin Mary as a role model, as a positive role model at the Reformation, certainly damaged women's status. But then if you look at some of the legislation that gets passed in particularly the 19th century, it's designed really to curb women's rights. So looking back, as I say, it's not a steady uphill improvement in women's rights, it's a series of peaks and troughs. And the Middle Ages can be seen as quite a peak for medieval women.